Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jason Aponte joining us on the Bud Light guest line. All guests appear on the Bud Light guest line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. We'll get back out to the lines in just a second. But Jason Aponte, Niners Nation, what is happening, brother? You're doing great work down there in Glendale, Arizona, covering the Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Eagles. But first things first, what did you make of these reports about Jimmy Garoppolo that surfaced over the last 24 to 48 hours?
Good morning, fellas. Thank you guys for having me. The frustration is real because of the unconfirmed reports of 2020 with him not going out there, right? I'm very pro-player, right? And I believe that guys should always look out for themselves, especially someone who's about to enter free agency, right? Like somebody who's about to be paid the going rate for a quarterback, which is $25 to $30 million, right? But at the same time, when you listen to Jay Glazer talk, right, he was asked questions, and nobody's more dialed in than that guy, right? He was asked about... I believe it was Chase Sr. asked him about, you know, what's going on with Jimmy and what happened. He said that at best, Jimmy Garoppolo would have been an emergency quarterback in the third spot, and then maybe it would have been available for the Super Bowl and would have been severely limited in what he would have been able to do. So, look, the frustration's real. I understand 49er fans are trying to find a way to rationalize what happened to their team, and I agree 100% with Shafki. Unfortunately, the Eagles were the better team that day, and they're the ones who walked away with the victory. But it's not because Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't available in that game. He would have played if he was ready to go.
I totally agree. And it's just like, it just seems to me unfair. And I feel like a lot of people, and I understand where they're coming from. You got to suit up. You got to help the team win the Super Bowl. But like, we're going to question an NFL player's toughness now. Now we're going to go through the locker room. Javon Kinlaw is not tough enough to suit up in more than 14 out of 40 games.
I don't think it's that, man. I don't think it's that.
We're looking for a reason to be triggered.
Shanahan was ticked off there at end-of-season presser. He was ticked off for a number of reasons.
There's probably a variety of reasons why he's angry.
Unconfirmed reports in 2020, and then what you hear from Julian Edelman and Martellus Bennett. All I'm saying, and Jason, I'm not questioning his toughness. All I'm saying is, if it is true that he could have suited up, I have a problem with that because a trip to the Super Bowl is on the line, and George Kittle, Trent Williams, Christian McCaffrey are going out there busting their ass, and Josh Johnson's playing quarterback. You got no shot with Josh Johnson.
I completely understand what you mean, right? And the frustration was palpable through that team, right? Like, after Brock Purdy goes down, it feels like the whole season goes down the drain because you don't have a quarterback. If this is true, then I completely understand that. And I do think a lot of the frustration that you saw from Kyle Shanahan was the fact that he realizes that the season ended in such a way because someone got injured, right? Like, they did 112.
No, everyone got injured.
Everybody dropped like flies.
Everybody got hurt.
It's a nightmare.
And everyone is saying, hey, it's a few days after, get over it. No, like, that frustration is real.
For sure.
And you put in all this work. And when you hear Trent Williams speak at his locker, and he's talking about, I don't know, and I mean, obviously he's not going to retire, but everyone is very reflecting, like, in that moment, they're reflecting on the season. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it just ended in that way. So there's frustration all around, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. If the 49ers went out there, and Brock Purdy was the quarterback, and he played the entire game, and the Philadelphia Eagles won that game, you feel much better about that outcome than you do with this outcome because of the injury.
I hear you on that one. All right, so let's pick up the pieces, and let's move past quarterback for just a second. I know there's Purdy injury stuff and Trey and all that, but put that stuff to the side. I got almost quarterback fatigue here at this point. What do they do with this roster? Like, who's out? Who's in? Rat-a-tat-tat me. Ayuk's got a fifth-year option. Kinlaw's got a fifth-year option. I think this is pretty cut and dry. I'm optioning Ayuk, and I'm telling Kinlaw, take a hike.
Unfortunately, like, right now, this is a very much make or break situation for Javon Kinlaw. I mean, I feel bad for the guy because I feel like he hasn't been on the field enough to show. But this is a results driven business, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be on the field to do that. Ayuk's going to be fine. He's going to be here. I have no doubts in my mind that Ayuk's going to be here. You know, Brad Graham and him, They're quite the talk here in Glendale with the Eagles. Trust me, those guys, they're still talking about, him with that. with Kinlaw, I do think that this team is going to retool a bit in free agency, and they should start with the defensive line, defensive tackle, defensive end.
Yeah,
they need to add another edge to help Nick Bosa. Down the stretch, Nick Bosa just looked like a guy who had given his all season and was continuing to try, and he is that guy, but he does need help. He needs help outside of that. Eric Armstead proves his worth over and over as long as he's on the field, but if they can get someone, you know, like I've been suggesting, Deron Payne, who's going to get a massive paycheck.
Ooh, I would like that.
Deron Payne next to Eric Armstead and maybe someone like Zach Allen from Arizona be on the edge.
It's not bad.
A guy who can stuff the run, and he's actually somebody who's young, can actually, you know, Chris Kassir is going to be here.
Right.
They're going to bet on those trades, and they're going to be able to send all that out. You hope that Emmanuel Mosley's back. I do think the guys who do leave, Azeez Al-Shaair, Jimmy Ward, I think that this is it. This is the last time that you've seen them on the field.
Right.
I think Azeez follows D'Amico to Houston. I think Jimmy is going to get a bag, maybe by Houston, but somewhere else. It sounded like when he was talking on his IG Live, he was kind of talking about the last time that he was going to be here. So there's some things that are going to turn over, but the 49ers have done a great job of retooling in the draft. So there's guys that you can bring up in free agency, and there's guys that you can get in the draft. I do think that the way that they've built this roster, it's got to start again in the trenches.
Yeah.
The one guy that the one most polarizing free agent that the 49ers have is Mike McGlinchey. And my contention with everyone saying, well, anyone is an upgrade, anyone is not an upgrade. And I don't know if there is an upgrade right now in free agency. Sure, if you want to draft the guy, you're betting that he will be, but I don't know if you can say that for certain. And I don't know if there's many upgrades out there for Mike McGlinchey. So I think Mike McGlinchey comes back.
Wow. Oh, what's the terms, though? Because I'm seeing rumors about him getting chipped out here, Jason. As we're talking to Jason Aponte, Niners Nation, via the Bud Light guest line, Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. What is that market? What are the financial terms that Mike McGlinchey may be agreeing to?
I mean, the top end guys are making $16 million.
Oh, God, no way. I
mean, he wouldn't. I don't think he's going to get there. I think that there's going to be a middle ground because of how much this organization loves him. What a lot of people have to remember is Mike McGlinchey was handpicked to run this offense. He was handpicked to be in the Shanahan offense. He. A lot of people have a lot of bad things to say about him. The organization loves him. He loves that building. They're going to find a middle ground, probably somewhere in the vicinity of $12 to $13.5 million per year, which is actually a steal a little bit. I know.
This is what he is.
Aponte, no, like, oh, he's a great run blocker. That's like being a traditional power forward in the modern NBA. That does nothing for me. That's what the Memphis Grizzlies did with Zach Randolph and won nothing. Like, that keeping Mike McGlinchey is anti where the league is going. You've got to be a pass block. I thought Lincoln Tomlinson, losing him was going to be a massive drop off.
Nah,
I was wrong.
Was it?
This is why I'm paying Shanahan $20 million a year. Find me someone better than McGlinchey at right tackle. It's going to end up being the Quan Brown contract.
Well, let me jump in here,
it's
Jason. Forget Michael
out
McGlinchey
on
for a second.
Yeah,
I mean,
big stiff.
We'll see about that. I hope he signs now. That Shasky's pissed off.
Mediocrity.
I got one more thing to trigger him with. Jason, what about Trey Lance? Because a lot of people think the Niners made a mistake by drafting him. Where do you sit with Trey Lance moving into the next season?
I don't know if it's a mistake, Bonta. I just think it's right now we're in the third year and we're asking the same questions that we've been asking since day one, and that's frustrating. It's very frustrating for 49ers fans. You know, this is the thing. I do think there was a little bit of a miscalculation when it comes to what was done with Trey Lance, and I feel horrible for him in the situation. Usually when you're drafting at number three, you're a poor team. You're a team that is building, and you're a team that will allow the bumps and bruises to go on, right? Like when Trevor Lawrence was drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars, he can play day one and go through all the bumps and bruises because they're not expected to contend. Trey Lance was drafted into a win-now team, right? And I do think there was a little bit of a miscalculation with his development and having a win-now team. How do you develop a guy, go through the bumps and bruises, and have a win-now roster? And I do think this is a poor situation for him. Having said that, Leo Luna, who I'm out here with.
Yeah, Leo's doing good work.
He asked Greg Olsen about Trey Lance. And Greg Olsen basically said, Trey Lance has to play. He has to play. You have to find out what you have now at this point. It's not good news, but this is a perfect storm of situations with the Brock Purdy injury and what Trey Lance is now going to have, which is OTAs, minicamp, and training camp, to show that he's taking that leap. And I don't know that 49ers fans shouldn't be as frustrated. I can't call it a mistake, but I can say that it is very much and uncertainty, and this is year three, you should at least know something about what you have.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm still in his camp in Trey Lance. We'll see. He does have to play, though. That's no doubt. Spencer Burford, Tyler Miller on our YouTube chat, follows all you guys. He wants to know, can you kick Burford out the right tackle instead of re-signing Mike McGlinchey?
You can. There's certain options that you can do, right? Like, you can do that with Burford. You can maybe Colton McKivitz is an option. Like, we've seen him in spot starts and make chances. So, I mean, like,
Jalen Moore.
Stay away from him.
The 49ers have done a great job of finding linemen and turning them into right? Like, look at Jake Brendel. Jake Brendel's been a guy who was largely unknown, right? Like, he's been in the league but never really played. They got solid work out of him at center. The 49ers have done a great job of finding guys. Daniel Brunskill is a guy who continuously brings value to this team, even though he's an undrafted free agent and wherever it is that he came from. Like, they find ways to get it done. So there is ways to get this done. The 49ers will figure that out. I just don't think that the option is out there in free agency. I see the offensive tackles that are out there. Maybe the kid Taylor from Jacksonville is the only other guy that I could think of that might be someone who's a bit of an upgrade while being younger. But at this point, I do trust this team to figure out the right tackle position.
All right, Jason, have fun out there in Phoenix,
Arizona.
Go to the
waste management.
Phoenix.
So my brother's a big golf guy, and we looked it up yesterday because they're doing the Pro-Am, right? And I looked it up, and I said, hey, let's get out there. The Pro-Am is going to have J.J. Watt and a few other players are going to be out there. So he looks it up, and it's sold out, right? Like, obviously, I didn't
think, is it?
Like, at the right size. Yeah, but it's $15,000 if I wanted to play in the pro.
What?
Yeah, see, that's too much. That's too much.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, keep up the good work, man. Enjoy the Super Bowl down there.
Appreciate you guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.